Welcome to this APTA podcast, bringing you coverage of the 2017 NEXT Conference and Exposition in Boston, Massachusetts. During NEXT, we conducted multiple interviews with conference lecturers and association leaders, which we broadcast live via Facebook. You can watch those videos at apta.org/next/news, or you can listen to podcast versions like this one, which are available via iTunes or at apta.org/podcasts. Hi, I'm Jason Bellamy, coming to you from NEXT 2017 in Boston, Massachusetts. We're here at the APTA Media Center doing more live broadcast. I'm joined by Gretchen Post. Gretchen, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So you're doing a session on Saturday from 2:30 to 4, and it's screening for substance abuse when they choose PT. So obviously we're talking about the opioid epidemic. There were just more headlines yesterday about how this is ravaging our country. It's the worst drug crisis in American history. You know, in a sense, there's always been a need to be conscious of when your patient might have a substance abuse problem, but now effectively more so than ever. So first of all, is to what degree is the current epidemic really driving the content of what you're going to talk about on Saturday?
Absolutely. I mean, this is something that we're going to encounter with our patients, and likely we are already treating patients that have substance use disorders, and that really affects our outcomes and, you know, how effective we can be with our interventions.
So APTA's Choose PT campaign obviously is meant to raise awareness about the opioid epidemic. As part of that, one of the tools that exists is a pain profile, basically. Mm-hmm. And that's designed for a patient to essentially to rate their own level of pain. It asks questions, for example, like if they have substance abuse history in their family and things like that. But the idea is that the patient could take that into a meeting with a healthcare provider and be able to facilitate a conversation, have an easier conversation, and make sure the right questions get asked. But most patients are not going to come in and do that.
Absolutely.
So you're approaching things, of course, from the clinician's perspective. And
right.
So tell me about the tool that you're recommending that and talking about Saturday that maybe can help them with the screening on the clinician side.
Yeah. You know, I think the tool that has been introduced for the patients is a great step in the right direction. But basically, our goal is to arm the clinician with the proper tools in order to assess the patients and screen for risk. You know, we screen for risk every day in physical therapy, whether it's a balance, like fall risk. And so this is just another way to screen our patients who may be at risk at varying levels for substance use disorders, either acquiring them or being at moderate or high risk or even a dependent risk with substance use disorders.
And so there's a specific tool, too, that you're going to talk about as well, right?
Absolutely.
Take me through that.
So we are introducing a tool. It's called ESPRT, and that's an acronym for Screening Brief Intervention Referral for Treatment. And this is an evidence-based tool that uses several other screening measures for adults as well as adolescents for alcohol and drug use. And essentially, that tool, within that tool, is embedded motivational interviewing skills. Okay, and that's the basis for how we screen the patient, we briefly intervene, and then as a physical therapist, we would tend to negotiate a plan and then potentially refer, if necessary, to a mental health professional.
So I'm going to ask what might be a strange question, but mm-hmm. one of the problems, obviously, with addiction is one recognizing you may have the problem yourself.
Right.
So if I'm a patient and I come into your clinic and you're going to use ESPRT as part of this, am I going to know I'm being screened for substance abuse or no?
Okay, so that's a great question. So we have a pre-screen, which asks some questions about, you know, how many drinks do you have in a certain period of time, within a week's time. We do some education with what is a standardized drink because, you know, that varies depending on the volume.
Right.
And so if any of those pre-screen questions come back positive, then we'll go into the actual screening with the actual tools. We use the audit, the DAST, and the CRAFT. Those are three different evidence-based tools that we can use that will give us more information. So our push is and our hope is that our profession and will adopt universal screening for all patients because all of our patients may be at some degree of risk. Okay, and obviously with the epidemic that we're seeing now, and a lot of these patients are have pain that come to us or have injury or have an accident, maybe even related to substance use, then, you know, our hope is that we will adopt this as universal screening so that it becomes something, it's part of our conversation that we have with every patient. And I think, you know, we ask them, do you drink, do you smoke, do you use any drugs, but then it kind of stops there. And we don't get good information from that. We get yeses or nos. We get closed-ended questions, And so this technique really uses that motivational interviewing to get more information, evoke more information from our patients that can help us intervene with them.
So, you know, for so many PTs, it's so much of the focus is, but my time with my patient is so limited already. Mm-hmm. So to go through a full screening like this, on average, how long would that take if you went A to Z?
You know, I think 2 to 5 minutes at the most. If you're going all the way through to actually going into referral, then I would say, you know, closer to 5 minutes. But, and this is something I think that we as a profession are so equipped to do because we build such good alliance with our patients and good relationships, and we see them for prolonged periods of time that we can really have an impact on these psychosocial issues that are affecting their physical conditions.
So people who show up Saturday, I mean, can they walk out ready to do this? What's their ability to sort of apply this now?
That's a great question. I think that they will have the basic tools to use to start implementing it in their clinic, and we'll certainly be available to them to, you know, to provide some support beyond that. Now, the motivational interviewing techniques take a little bit more time to adopt those if it's a completely novel concept, but I think that they'll be armed with some evidence-based tools to use in the clinic come Monday.
And then you're doing research related to this as well, correct?
Yes. So I work at Marshall University, and so my colleague Rania Kareem and Lynn O'Connell are with me on the grant, and we got a grant. We were awarded a grant from SAMHSA. It's about $1 million grant that we're rolling out to all of our healthcare professions at Marshall University. So we're teaching all of our students this technique, and as well as the motivational interviewing skills to support it.
So essentially, 5 more minutes per patient if somebody did this screening, what could the potential societal impact be?
I think it could be huge, absolutely. I think that patients, when you're a healthcare professional and you're asking these questions, patients give you the information. You know, that's one of the myths that, that will damage my relationship with my patient. No, actually it doesn't. And it actually reinforces your relationship with them. And I think that if we can prevent this from happening, patients that are coming to us, post-surgery patients, we know that within 5 to 7 days of using an opioid, that if a patient is at high risk for developing a substance use disorder, they may in fact develop that. So we're treating them at that time. And if we can identify these risks, and we can minimize those risks, and we can use our skills and our conservative measures to impact their pain and their function, then we could have huge impact on outcomes and society as well.
That's what we're all about. Gretchen Post, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm Jason Bellamy. I'll be coming back to you later tonight from the APTA page at about 8:30 when I'm going to be back here with our surprise keynote speaker. If you want to see more live broadcasts from NEXT, you should go to the Student Assembly Facebook page. Cruz Romero is going to be coming up very shortly with APTA CEO Justin Moore. We'll also have more programming over the next few days. I'm going to be talking to this year's Macmillan Lecturer, Mailey Lecturer, and a couple more guests you're not going to want to miss. So I'll see you tonight at 8:30. Jump over to the Student Assembly Facebook page if you'd like to see Cruz talk to Justin. I'm Jason Bellamy, and I'll catch you later.
For more podcasts like this one, go to apta.org/podcasts or search APTA Podcasts on iTunes. Don't forget to mark your calendar for NEXT 2018 in Orlando, Florida, June 27th through 30th.